On Thursday, the Senate Agriculture Committee will convene to mark up a GMO labeling bill, and the contents of that bill are still up in the air. Lawmakers close to the issue are seeking some kind of national standard, but the question remains whether disclosure of GMO ingredients will be voluntary or mandatory, which could be a main sticking point in the negotiations. Senate Agriculture Committee member and Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley says the big impetus is a GMO labeling law set to go into effect July 1st in Vermont.
Now let's just think, if Congress doesn't act, then food companies will be required to start switching labels for food shipped to distributors for retail sale on July the 1st when Vermont law goes into effect.
Grassley says gaining Democratic support for the bill will be important to secure final passage.
They aren't sure where Democrats stand on it yet, but and our meeting tomorrow or Thursday will tell us exactly where they stand. But it's going to be difficult to get this bill through the United States Senate if it isn't bipartisan.
Last summer, the House passed a bill preempting state GMO labeling laws, but the Senate still needs to act on the issue before the beginning of July if specific labels to Vermont will be avoided. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says much of the need for a GMO labeling conversation stems from a lack of consumer education when GMOs were first introduced.
Because that wasn't done, we now have to play catch-up and in an environment that's fundamentally different than we would have been 15, 20 years ago. And that dynamic has to be reflected in whatever Congress ultimately decides to do. And hopefully this does get done, because otherwise I fear a relatively chaotic circumstance in which individual states and or individual companies will decide what ought to be done, and that will create instability and uncertainty in the market, which is not going to be good for consumers or businesses or farmers.
Vilsack said he's glad the Ag Committee Chair Pat Roberts introduced a bill, and that he hopes to see Roberts and Committee Ranking Member Debbie Stabenow of Michigan work to find some kind of compromise on the issue. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.